Jy is ingeskakel by Kaisia to work met Maya Nel, dat is 9:40, dis amper tyd vir ons 10:00 nuus, kan jy dit glo? Maar eers gaan ons gou luister na Dr. Anzela Hof, sy is 'n opvoedkundige sielkundige, en sy het verlede week ook bietjie met ons gepraat oor ouerskap, so 'n belangrike onderwerp, en sy gaan vandag ook verder met ons deel, oor ouerskap. So, without further ado, luister graag na Dr. Anzela Hof.
Good morning, everybody. With you, Dr. Anzela Hof, an educational psychologist. And today I would like us to continue talking about parenting. Parenting in South Africa today is not easy. Parents are carrying financial pressure, safety concerns, long working hours, technology challenges, and often the emotional stress of raising children in a very fast-changing world. Many parents are trying their best, but sometimes they're parenting from stress rather than from connection. One important thing we can talk about is parenting styles. Because the way we parents shape a child's confidence, behavior, emotional health, and even school performance. There are no perfect parents. Children do not need perfect parents. They need parents who are emotionally available, consistent, and willing to learn. Many South African parents carry guilt because they work long hours. Some of them are single parents, financial stress, and many of them are raising children without support systems. The goal is not perfection, it is healthy connection and guidance. Let's talk about different parenting styles. This is authoritarian parenting, where you will say, because I said so, style. Rules are very important. Children are expecting to obey without questioning. What will be the strengths of this type of parenting? Children may become disciplined, they may be structured, and they will have order. What will be the risk? Possible risks. Children may become fearful, anxious, secretive, or struggle with self-esteem. Some children obey in front of adults, but rebel later. Many parents in South Africa were raised this way themselves, especially in generations where survival, respect, and discipline were emphasized. Many parents parent the way they were parented, sometimes without even realizing it. What is the permissive parenting? I don't want my children to be upset with me, style. Parents are warm and caring, but struggle to say no. What can be the possible outcomes? Children may struggle with self-control, become demanding, battle with routines and discipline, struggle to handle frustration. Children actually feel safer when boundaries exist. Love without boundaries can feel confusing for children. Boundaries help children feel secure. Another one, neglectful, uninvolved parenting. This is when children's emotional needs are often not met. Sometimes this will link to severe stress, substance abuse, depression, absent parenting, or overwhelming economic pressure. What can be the possible income impact on children? They can experience emotional difficulties, behavior problems, poor academic performance, and also attachment difficulties. sometimes parents are not uncaring. They are overwhelmed, unsupported, exhausted, or struggling themselves. Authoritative parenting. This is considered the healthiest parenting style. Those type of parents set clear rules, explain consequences, listen to their children, show warmth and support, but still maintain boundaries. Children who experience this style of parenting often become emotionally secure, more independent, resilient, socially confident, and better able to regulate emotions. This parenting style balances love and limits, discipline and connection. Children thrive when they feel both loved and guided. Important modern challenges. Screen time, social media, peer pressure, violence exposure, academic stress, absent parents due to work demands, grandparents raising children, blended families. Parenting today requires emotional presence, not only physical provision. Providing financially is important, but children also need emotional attention, listening, and connection. I would like to encourage 5 simple things. Listen more before reacting. Be consistent with rules. Correct behavior without humiliating the child. Spend small moments of quality time daily. And of course, model the behavior you want to see. Children learn more from what we do than what we say. Thank you and goodbye.
That was Dr. Anziela Hof. You are tuned in to Casey at Work with me, Analda. And what I could take away so many nuggets from there. You know, we sometimes think our kids are naughty or they're academically not achieving what we wish for them. But there's so many factors that influence that. And as parents, we can really have such a great impact on our children to try and guide them to be calm, to organize the files in their head, to help them identify their challenges, to help them and facilitate finding solutions. And that entire approach can change everything.